Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
Ooh, I have a question for you.
Yes, madam, I will answer your question.
Are you on...
If I can.
Yes. Are you on Instagram?
I do not IG.
You do not IG?
I do not have the IG app.
Okay.
No, I do not Instagram.
What about other social media?
Facebook is good to keep in touch with people, but I find I waste too much time on it.
It's very easy to do that.
I think I Snapchatted once.
That's more than me.
I don't tweet.
No, me neither.
And I guess Instagram, I just don't take a lot of pictures of anything.
Fair enough.
So I don't...
I suppose if you don't take pictures, you don't need to post anything.
That's right. I don't have a lot to post. Yeah. So how about you? Are you an Instagrammer?
I am an Instagrammer. I'm a new Instagrammer.
Oh.
It's taken me a while to get there.
Congratulations.
And it also means I actually like Instagram better than Facebook.
I hear that.
So I found that I'm not spending as much time on Facebook anymore.
Oh,
okay. But one of the best things about Instagram or Facebook or all these things, obviously, is when people... respond to you. Maybe they like your picture.
Sure.
Maybe they send you a comment.
Yes.
This always brings a nice little feeling of happiness.
Absolutely. But maybe some people take it a little too seriously.
That is true.
If they don't get a lot of likes, they feel that the world hates them or something like that. So today we're going to be dealing with a couple of people who I think most of you know who are having some of their first Instagramming. Is that a word? Instagramming experiences and see how they, you know, deal with the whole new world of Instagram and social media. So let's check out the article.
Me the Wonks. Jimmy and Timmy's perfect life.
In the living room, Jimmy and Timmy hear Paige's phone beep. They pick up her phone and see Paige's selfie on her social media.
Ew, it's a photo of Paige. Wait, she has so many likes. Someone even wrote, "You're beautiful." She has so many friends. Why is she so much more popular than us? Well, you have big teeth and look like a rabbit. At least I don't have a large head.
Hey, what are you two doing with my phone?
Nothing.
Jimmy and Timmy are playing outside.
We need to get more likes than Paige. Let's take a picture before we play soccer. Jimmy, take a photo of me. Make sure I look handsome. Okay, how about this? Now, I'll just make my legs look longer with this app. And done. Looking good, brother. Now let's kick off.
Word power.
Friend. Friend. Please invite your friends to my party next week. Please invite your friends to my party next week. Popular, popular. Basketball is a very popular sport in the U.S. Basketball is a very popular sport in the U.S. Soccer, soccer. My school's soccer team practices after school on Thursdays. My school's soccer team practices after school on Thursdays. Done, done. I'm done with my homework. Now I can watch TV. I'm done with my homework. Now I can watch TV.
All right, as usual, in our Meet the Wong stories, we start with a scenario. Let's find out what Jimmy and Timmy are up to. Here it says, in the living room, Jimmy and Timmy hear Paige's phone beep.
Okay.
They pick up her phone and see Paige's selfie on her social media. Now, we talked about social media in the introduction, and social media is actually the apps or the programs that people can share information about themselves or share their ideas and opinions on the internet. So, forms of social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Line, WeChat, they go on and on and on.
That's right, they do. So these guys, they hear that noise coming from Paige's phone. Remember their older sister's phone. And then we see that Timmy is the first person he speaks. And, well, he's not a real fan of what he finds on Paige's phone. But then again, it is her phone.
Right.
But he says to his brother, ew, it's a photo of Paige. So like many younger brothers, he finds his older sister disgusting and gross. And, ew, anything about her makes him go, ew. Anyway, so he says, ew, it's a photo of Paige. And then he notices something, maybe down there at the bottom corner of the picture. He says, wait. She has so many likes.
And
notice there that likes is in quotes, because yes, we're talking about likes as a noun. A like is when someone likes your photo, right? And that's one of these new words that we get from social media. So even though he doesn't like the photo, because
other
it has a lot
do.
Of likes, I guess it's popular with, you know, her friends, the people the photo is really for, not her silly brothers.
Yeah, and I Jimmy's looking at the phone too, and he kind of has the same feeling about he says, someone even wrote, you're beautiful.
Aww.
She has so many friends. So obviously Jimmy does not think his sister is beautiful, but he's a little bit surprised because other people do. What is going on?
Yeah.
And he also said she has so many friends. Now, friend is a noun. It's spelled F-R-I-E-N-D, friend. And it's our first word power word today. Okay, so we're talking about the noun friend. And a friend is someone you know well and you like to spend time with. I'm sure many of you out there have lots of friends. Maybe they're people you know in your classes. Maybe they're people in your cram schools. Maybe they're people you grew up with, your neighbors. Here's an example sentence of friend. Please invite your friends to my party next week. One more time. Please invite your friends to my party next week. Okay, so Paige has got all these friends. Now, these are probably people that she's met in school and in other places. Maybe she does extracurricular activities after school. Maybe they're just people she connected with on the internet.
Absolutely. You can make friends in all sorts of places. And if you have a lot of friends, you might use a word that's coming up next. Timmy asks a question once he sort of realizes and understands that Paige does have so many friends. So he asks, why is she so much more popular than us? So he's sort of talking about himself and his brother and saying that, wow, Paige has all these friends. Why? Why is she so much more popular than us?
Where are all our friends?
We're pretty cool guys, he's kind of saying. But obviously people think she's a lot cooler or a lot more people think she's cooler. And if a lot of people like you, if you have many friends, here's an adjective you might use to describe yourself or others. Popular. It's spelled P-O-P-U-L-A-R. Popular. It's our word power word. Let's check it out. Popular is a pretty simple but quite useful word. Basically, it just means if something is popular, it's liked by many people. Many people like it. Of course, people can be popular. If you have a lot of friends, you might be a popular person at your school or something. A lot of famous people would be popular. Sports stars, singers, movie stars. They have millions of fans. And things can be popular too. Instagram is very popular. Any kind of new product or new food that everyone is talking about and saying how much they like it, it's popular because lots of people like it. For example, basketball is a very popular sport in the U.S. Basketball is a very popular sport in the U.S.
Okay, so Jimmy, obviously, I think it actually was Timmy who was asking, why is she so much popular than us?
He's asking the question, and I think he's a little bit jealous, too, maybe, right?
But, as you know, young boys... He's probably going to start, Jimmy's probably going to start making fun of Timmy.
They're not the most sensitive.
No. So here Jimmy's laughing and he says, well, you have big teeth and look like a rabbit.
Ah, so there's a reason maybe why they're not so popular. At least one of them looks funny. Well, it seems both of them look funny because Timmy then says back to his brother, at least I don't have a large head.
Oh.
So one of them looks like a rabbit. One of them's got a big head. This could be one of the reasons they're not popular.
Yeah.
But I'm not quite sure about that.
Especially if they say that to other people, not just themselves.
That's true, yes. You don't want to go around talking about yourself that way.
Mm-hmm.
When we use this phrase, at least, we're kind of comparing two things that are bad and saying there might be something bad about me, but... there's something worse about you, right? For example, if you and your friend both get a bad grade on a test, your friend might laugh and say, ha-ha, you got a 30 out of 100. And then you would say back, well, at least I got 30, you got zero.
Ooh.
So I was bad, but
you were worse.
You use the at least exactly to introduce this other idea that you were worse or that something even more bad could have happened.
Right. Okay, well, let's continue on. Jimmy and Timmy probably start fighting.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move on. In a picture, you can see now that Timmy and Jimmy are sticking their tongues out each other. And then Paige is walking in.
Ah, popular Paige.
Yeah, and Paige says, hey! What are you two doing with my phone? Okay, so let's just talk about stick your tongue out here. You can see it in the picture, but it's just when you make a funny face by sticking your tongue out at another person. And you often see young children do it, and it kind of shows that they're unhappy about something or with someone.
That's right. It's kind of a rude gesture, but something that kids might make. You also might go, you might make that noise or something like that. Not super polite, but, you know, kids will do it when they're unhappy about something. Anyway, so when Paige asks the two boys what they're doing, of course, they say, nothing. Yeah, they'll never tell the truth about that because they know she might be a little upset.
Right.
Anyway, so they didn't get in too much trouble there, but they have realized that they're not the most popular kids in the family. So it seems the next situation, some time has passed and we're in another place right now, right?
Yeah, so Jimmy and Timmy, we see in the picture, are now playing outside.
Okay.
So this is probably a couple of days later. They've been thinking about this, how Paige is so more popular and... You know, we did say that Timmy and Jimmy were probably jealous, which is why Timmy now says we need to get more likes than Paige.
Ah.
And as we mentioned earlier, a like in social media is when someone clicks a button on your photo. They show that you like the photo. And in some sites, it's a heart. Sometimes it's a thumbs up.
That's right.
That's all I know about social media, so maybe there are different ways to like photos.
There probably are. Those are some of the more common ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're thinking about how to get more likes. Well, Jimmy's got an idea. He says, let's take a picture before we play soccer.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, doing a picture or posting a picture around your hobbies, that's a popular thing to do. Their hobby, it seems, is this game soccer, S-O-C-C-E-R, soccer. That's how we spell it. Let's talk about it. Soccer, yes, it's a sport, and it's also known around the world as football. This is the World Cup, FIFA, Wayne Rooney, that guy whose name I forget, Pele, Brazil, Spain, Germany. These are the big soccer teams. You kick a ball with your feet, with your head, off your chest, but not with your hands. That's soccer. For example, my school's soccer team practices after school on Thursdays. My school's soccer team practices after school on Thursdays. David Beckham, that's the one I was thinking about. He's retired, though.
All right, so they're playing soccer.
They're playing soccer.
They're about to play soccer.
That's right.
And, you know, they've kind of created this account on social media. They want to start getting more popular. And so Timmy says, Jimmy, take a photo of me.
Ah.
Make sure I look handsome.
Ooh, like David Beckham.
Right.
Or Ronaldo.
Yeah, okay. So Timmy wants Jimmy to make sure he looks handsome
in the photo. Oh, you have to do that.
Mm-hmm. When you make sure, you check that something is true or correct. So he's going to make sure that Timmy looks handsome by checking the picture, saying, okay, you're handsome, I'll post it.
Absolutely. You got to be careful of things when you're making sure.
Mm-hmm. And here's another example. Mm-hmm. Make sure you lock the door before you leave. Go back and check.
Check it. Guarantee that the door is locked. So what do we see? We see a picture there of Jimmy taking a picture of Timmy. So Jimmy takes it with his phone or a camera or something. Mm-hmm. And then to make sure, Jimmy says, okay, how about this? When we use how about this, we're kind of making sure. That's a very common question you would ask someone to ask them to look at something, to check something, to make sure something is okay. So you can imagine him kind of showing the picture to him. You like it?
Yeah, okay.
That's the one. So she made sure. So that's the one we're going to use.
Okay, so now another picture. We see that Timmy is taking the phone.
Okay.
He's opening an app and he's going to edit the photo. He's going to change it to make himself look a little better.
Wow, that's professional.
Yeah. Okay, so they've kind of caught on to this social media trend here.
They're like the Kardashians.
Yeah, and Timmy says, now I'll just make my legs look longer with this app and done. All right, so maybe he wants to look like he's a little bit taller than he really is. And to do that, he used an app. Mm-hmm. It's spelled APP. It's a noun. And an app is a computer or phone program that does a particular job. Maybe it changes the color of the photo. Maybe you can change what your face looks like, that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Different apps, Snapchat, Instagram is an app, that sort of thing. Now, here's an example sentence. This app is useful for measuring how much I exercise each day.
There you go. App, of course, is short for application.
Right.
And it's app. It's not APP. Okay? So you could say app. And yes, when he finished with the app, he said done. Now, this is often, of course, used as a verb. Do, did, done. Right? Mm-hmm. But here, we're using it as an adjective. So yes, any job that you finish, as soon as you finish all the work, as soon as you've completed it, you can say done. You can just say it as one word. Done. I'm finished. For example, I'm done with my homework. Now I can watch TV. I'm done with my homework. Now I can watch TV. And since we're done with that explanation, let's get back to the story.
Okay, well, we're going to finish up now. Jimmy says, looking good, brother. Now let's kick off. Of course, kick off. This phrase here just means that a sports game is about to start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we could say, the soccer game is about to kick off. Here come the players. All right, well, they've put the photo on Instagram or
That's
Facebook,
right.
whatever.
They can play some soccer and just wait for all those likes to come pouring in.
I bet they're excited. Check their phones
That's
every time they stop.
Everyone will be excited to see how long Jimmy's legs are.
Okay.
How strangely long his legs are.
Okay, well, we're going to find out more about Jimmy and Timmy's foray into being popular and how that sort of ends up for them tomorrow. So let's finish up right now with our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, welcome back to review time. We're going to do a quick fill in the blank activity today. So I've got a sentence in mind for Mike to fill in.
Yes.
And try to guess which word power word finishes the sentence.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
I like basketball, but blank is my favorite sport.
You like basketball, but blank is your favorite sport. So we're talking about a sport. Well, you're from Canada, so it must be hockey.
No, well, I do like hockey.
Wait, but hockey wasn't a word power word.
No.
Why wasn't it? All right. I like basketball, but friend is my... No, but but done is my... No, but... Soccer.
There you
Soccer is my favorite sport. Or football. You can say that as well.
Yes.
Okay. Really? You like soccer a lot?
I'm
has.
Not really.
All right.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
Sarah made new blank when she moved to a different city.
Sarah made new soccer when she moved to a different city.
We've already done that one.
You can't make soccer either. Nope. She made new she made new friends.
Yes, okay.
When she moved to a different city. To make friends is to meet people and become friends with them. You don't actually make them like a robot or Frankenstein or out of mud.
No. Okay, well, that's all the time we have for. There's two words left. You can try making sentences with those.
The answer is not soccer.
Okay, well, we're out of time for today, so we're going to say goodbye now for A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
Japanese food is very soccer in Taiwan.
Step by step.
Make sure.
I'm leaving for school now.
Make sure you remember to take your homework.
Oh, right. Thanks.
How about this?
I don't know what to do tonight.
How about this? Let's go to the movies.
Okay, great. See you later.
大家有遇过诈骗吗？遇到诈骗你都怎么面对呢？跟我一样，假装被骗，看他怎么搞吗？我遇过最扯最好笑的诈骗，就是说要给我一份全天下最棒的工作，什么都不用做就可以月领80,000。这位骗子大哥怎么跟我说的呢？他说 ,Make sure you send us your bank password and you will get your 8,000. 请确保你把银行密码寄给我们，你就能马上月领80,000咯。我怎么回他呢？我就跟他说 ,Sounds great! 听起来不错。How about this? 那这样咧 ,You give me your address first so I can send you my bank password.给我你的地址，这样我就可以把密码寄给你咯。 How's that? 怎么样？这招不错吧？就是他这句 Make sure you send us your password， 确保你把密码寄给我们。这句话露馅露得可大了。 Make sure 就是确保、确认、务必做到的意思，后面可以直接加 that 句，比方说 Make sure that you lock the door before you leave， 请你确认你把门锁上了再离开。而句子中的 that 是可以省略的哦。Make sure you clean the blood， 请务必记得擦掉血迹。And make sure the police wouldn't find out， 并且确保警察不会发现。咦？怎么听起来好像在教唆犯罪 ？Never mind。回到世上最蠢诈骗案，我向骗子大哥提出我的方法之前，我问他 ，How about this？ 这个怎么样呢？当我们想要询问对方的意见，我们可以用 how about 开头的问句。比方说呢，如果你想要邀请你喜欢的人一起去看电影，但又觉得 let's go to the movies 好像有点太强人所难了，那这个时候该怎么办呢？你就可以用 how about going to the movies， 你觉得一起去看个电影怎么样呢？那问到了之后呢，就要讨论看什么电影了，对吧？记得哦，不要想看自己想看什么就去看，你要问问对方的意见哦。比如说 Kingsman sounds good， How about that？ 金牌特务听起来不错，这个如何呢？所以啊，最后骗子大哥怎么回我的呢？可惜他没有笨到直接给我地址。这个时候啦，就有我的一些朋友就建议我说 Sharon how about this， 创个假账号、假账号、假密码继续跟他玩下去哦。但我实在没有那个美国时间了。 So after I made sure he was a liar, I reported the case to the police. 当我确认他是骗子之后，我就去报案啦。好啦，希望大家都有 make sure 自己都听懂咯。
Me the wants, me the wants, me the wants, me the wants, me the wants.
Jimmy and Timmy'sPerfect Life.
In the living room, Jimmy and Timmy hear Paige's phone beep. They pick up her phone and see Paige's selfie on her social media.
Ew, it's a photo of Paige. Wait, she has so many likes. Someone even wrote, "You're beautiful."She has so many friends. Why is she so much more popular than us? Well, you have big teeth and look like a rabbit. At least I don't have a large head.
Hey, what are you two doing with my phone?
Nothing.
Jimmy and Timmy are playing outside.
We need to get more likes than Paige. Let's take a picture before we play soccer. Jimmy, take a photo of me. Make sure I look handsome. Okay, how about this? Now, I'll just make my legs look longer with this app. And done. Looking good, brother. Now let's kick off.
Friend, friend. Please invite your friends to my party next week. Please invite your friends to my party next week. Popular, popular. Basketball is a very popular sport in the U.S. Basketball is a very popular sport in the U.S. Soccer, soccer. My school's soccer team practices after school on Thursdays. My school's soccer team practices after school on Thursdays. Done, done. I'm done with my homework. Now I can watch TV. I'm done with my homework. Now I can watch TV.